Someone hear me? Hello? Okay, I can't hear you yet. Let me see if I can figure out the config. Nope, should be fine. Okay, okay. I just wanted to say, can someone say something, please? Okay, that sounds good. Kyle, are you there as well? Kyle? Okay, I can't hear him, but he might be there. Good. Thanks for joining. I see we have 15 people online. Maybe we can, I don't know, I haven't done a Discord technical up or this Discord chat this way yet. I even don't know how it really works, but I wanted to give you an update on the Apex 2, where we are at, a little bit technical background, what we have done, and so on. So I think first of all, let's start with thank you, everyone, for your participation and patience, obviously. So when we started Apex 2, we started with onboarding the Guardians. We have now around about 400 Guardians online. Now, the interesting part on that is really, and I was talking to a lot of experts in the solar environment. So as you all know, on the Guardian, we are utilizing Apache Solar as our database backend. And we have been talking to a lot of experts, some of them even coming from Apache Foundation itself. And we are running, by the look like, we are running the largest solar deployment that has ever been done. And we are for sure the largest solar deployment that is distributed as our network is. So obviously, when we started Apex 2 and getting a lot of Guardians online, it was expected that we see some behavior that we have not anticipated before. I'm quite pleased in how it actually worked out at the end, because network is stable since over a week now, the Guardian network. We have now, as I said, over 400 Guardian nodes online reporting to the entire network. And we have started distributing storage to those new nodes. So at the moment, what we did was basically creating copies or backups from the ones we already had. So that is in progress, still in progress. We have utilized the first couple of nodes and in the process of utilizing more for that. So all in all, was a really great experience. And we're making quite some, people start noticing us when we talk to people about our deployment and what we did. And it's really interesting to see, especially if you talk to the, you know, experts in terms of solar. They are quite surprised and very interested in how we did the deployment and how it all works, because no one has ever touched something like that in this size. So that's really good. What I can see, most Guardians who came online are still online. So the availability is really good. I'm you know, really, really surprised about that. So most of them are online. We are doing a keep alive ping, you can say, every 30 seconds to a Guardian. And, you know, most of the Guardians who are online, they missed maybe over the last week, they probably missed one or two, and that's about it. So we have a lot of guardians who don't miss a ping at all. So they have 100% availability, and then we have some who missed maybe one or two or, you know, three. So it's really good to see that they are not only coming online, but they are also staying online. That helps us in terms of, you know, planning and distributing the storage in the right way. We are now in the process of identifying the location of each guardian, because that's a task of the TET network in terms of the region. Not in terms of city or anything like that, just in terms of the region. So we can assign the right region to, the right region to each guardian, and then can distribute the storage and the data based on the region. So on the other network, or on the other part, that's the collector part. So what happened, and that was again somehow expected. I mean, Apex 2 is really about testing, and we always introduce it as a testing. And the first step in the testing is really to see, first of all, if we add 400 guardians to the entire network, how will the network perform? How will the network react? The next stage is now, okay, if we now switch online the geo course, and we have over 200 or about 200 collectors waiting for domains, what will happen? And what happened was that TapMaster 1 got hammered by over 160 collectors at the same time, which is about 400% of the load that the collector, that the geo core should normally be taken. So obviously there were some hiccups, errors, things we didn't anticipate, because we weren't, we couldn't test it before that. However, it was actually load balancing short after that, which I'm really pleased of. And we still have areas where we know that some collectors might not get all the domains, or get domains at all at this point in time, and we are investigating it. But that's, again, it's about the testing. When we have 200 collectors coming on online at the same time, there is, we expect some bottlenecks. We expect some areas where we need to improve on. It's just the way it is. But the network has load balanced over the last couple of hours. It looks quite good. TapMaster 2 has an issue right now that we are investigating. That's not an application issue. That's more a server issue. But TapMaster, 127, they are all online. They are all doing its job. They are getting pages. All of them have received pages. All of them have load balance, which is really good to see. So I'm quite pleased about that. We do know that some of them have trouble getting domains and then delivering those domains to the collectors. So we are investigating that right now as well. Just part of the process, unfortunately. But
can you hear me, you?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I was I'm talking my butt off for the next last 10 minutes, but that's good.
Yes. No, sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, and it wouldn't be a Timpy space if we didn't have technical difficulties in establishing. Okay. So thanks. I appreciate the fact that you've come to be able to speak to the community, and some of the comments that you've made really give some context as to where we are, and the relevance and the expectations from a project perspective on what the Apex event is. So I'll let you carry on with the technicalities of it, because these are the pieces that people don't generally see from our ability to communicate in the general chat or in the tickets.
Yeah.
So you were talking about the bottlenecks, and with solar having, we've been the largest deployment, and then as a result of that, that we are finding that there are issues that have to be dealt with along the journey, and each stage cannot be tested because we don't have a test environment as such that would be able to identify these issues.
No, I mean, you can't. It's just, we can test it to a certain degree, and that's what we did in the past, obviously, and we had our notes and we had our index and everything, that was all good. But you can't test the deployment of 400 Guardian nodes, because there is no test environment where you can do that, basically. I mean, when I talked to the applicants for the solar expert, we were basically talking to them and asking them, okay, what's the typical deployment you did, and what was the largest deployment you did? And they were talking about maybe 10 solar nodes, or maybe 20 solar nodes. And then they have maybe about, I don't know, 200 gigabytes of data or 400 gigabytes of data. So that's the normal size you see when it comes to text-based databases in for this, because remember, there are only Google and Bing who have a large index of their own, and then there are us. So there's us. So there hasn't been something deployed like that in the past in this or with this magnitude. So I was expecting to see some, you know, hiccups. Surprisingly, on the Guardian side, we didn't see hiccups at all. So it works quite well. It's really, the TAP network is performing well. The solar instances or the solar deployment itself is behaving and is performing. So I'm really pleased. As I said, on the collector side, now you have to understand, when we talk about a TapMaster, for example, a TapMaster is not one application. So it's a bunch of applications that work together. And when you see a bottleneck somewhere, let's say we have a bottleneck on the GeoCore application itself, and we solve this bottleneck, then it might open up another bottleneck down the line when we have dependencies or when we have other applications. So, and that's all experiences. That's why we do testing. We need to find out, okay, if there's a bottleneck, then okay, let's close it. But if we close that, what will happen next? Because that's something we can't, in a test environment, throw something like, what is it? We have an average on those together. We have something 1.2 gigabits per second. That's what we get across our TAP masters, and that's something you can't test with real data. And so when we close a bottleneck on the GeoCore, for example, then maybe the coordinator will not be happy with it, or, you know, we have an operator, we have a datacom. There are pieces or applications that work together on each TAP master, and if we close something or if we solve one problem, that might open up another bottleneck or another problem that we then identify. So that's the whole process where we're in. We are glad that so many collectors are online. We are glad that so many guardians are online, because that shows us actually, okay, how is the network performing now? And what problems is it we might see? And if we see problems, do we have a hot fix? Is it something we can do because we see, well, there is something that we can fix quite quickly? Or is it something we need to put onto the development list to see if that is something we need to improve, but it takes more time? So that's what we are discovering right now. We are have applied a few bug fixes or hot fixes, and it has stabilized, it has improved. So as I said, when I started the TapMaster 1 the first time last week, it was basically exploding. And with a hot fix or three hot fixes we put in, we were able to stabilize it to a point that it can load balance. Because in order to load balance, it needs to receive some certain amount of information. Then it will identify, hey, I'm overloaded, and then it will tell the collector to go somewhere else. But last week, it wasn't even able to tell the collector to go somewhere else because it was just gone. So we solved that. That's great. And we see that the load balancing is now happening, and it's happening very good. So I'm happy and pleased about that. So next step is, we still see some collectors do not get domains. So we are investigating it right now. It's a single application that provides domains to the GeoCore, which then distributes those domains to the collectors. So there's always dependencies, there's always some. So that's called the TIMPI operator. TIMPI operator is responsible for managing domains of each TAP master, to keep an eye or keep track of the domains and so on and so on. So it has a lot of tasks. And we are now investigating, okay, why is it maybe not always supplying this? And does it maybe go back to a guardian node, or does it go to the wrong guardian node? Is that not working? So that's what we are investigating right now. But the network is online. We have collectors who get domains and collect data. No issues. We do see that, as I said, not everyone, and we do see maybe a bottleneck in our deployment of where do we have the domains stored. Domains are also stored on the guardians, and these guardians might have the wrong location, or we might spin up more of those copies in order to work with that load. That's what we are investigating right now.
Specifically on the collectors, I know that we had there was a number of conversations about deleting the config file in previous operation time. Is there anything that the collector holders need to do in regards to making the collector come online? Yep. Or like, what are the requirements that people should be looking for to satisfy the network for them to start collecting pages?
It has nothing to do with the collectors. It has nothing to do with those. So they will always try to connect and try to get domains. If you would look into the log or console, it will still it will say trying to get domains or something like that. So that it will constantly try. But as I said, not all of them will get it. So they will retry and retry. And yeah, so there's nothing a collector can do or should do right now. I also would, you know, disencourage the manual editation or editing the config file. It's not really working. But the next update of the collector that we are already working on will anyways prevent that from happening, because it does not serve a really great pro. It doesn't do a lot. So you shouldn't. I think we have one at the moment who has a complete wrong wallet address in there that will always be identified as wrong format, and that it's likely came from editing the config file.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think that then satisfies. Luglion in the chat asks, when will the new version of the collector come out? Do you have any projected timeframes for the new version?
Certainly after Apex. So we are utilizing our experience that we gain from Apex 2 to see what we need to do on the collector side as well. So it won't be during Apex 2. It will be certainly after Apex 2. I'm expecting it something around 2 weeks after Apex 2 closure. 2 to 3 weeks, probably, because, as I said, the things that we have discovered during this test helps us to optimize the network, and some of the optimization will certainly be on the collector side. So that's what, and also some other preparations in terms of we will remove the UI, for example, and we'll have an alternative way how to configure it or how to manage your collectors. We do know that some of you guys have more than one collector, and it would be good to manage them all on one in one platform or in one UI. So that's what's going to be updated on the collector side.
I'm looking forward to that development being released. That's going to be quite a great development. So Milton has asked, then, why don't we see collection on our collector?
Gets domains. Not everyone gets domains. We do see domains being supplied, so it's not that it's not working at all. It's just not working all the time. So we are looking into that right now to identify the bottleneck, to see what's going on there.
Good. Luglion, is any way to automate the collector to work without deleting the config file? Have a chat to Jono and Alex and Andrew in regards to that in the collector channel. I know that Jono has created a script. Now, the config file doesn't need to be deleted from this point on. And Ola has been reporting that he's been
crawling
a few pages, which doesn't surprise me, to be fair. For those that don't know Ola Biro, we call him Ola Dex, where he's building his own private index to supplement Mars. He's just got that incredible capacity.
So to answer the question about automate collector exit to work without deleting the config file, you usually don't need to delete the config file. But as I said, with the next update, the config file will be still there, but in a very limited capacity. So it will completely change, and it will be remotely controlled through the coordinator. You configure it. So not we don't configure it, you configure it, but you configure it remotely. How you do it, that's something we will present you soon with. I can't spoil yet, can I? No, not yet.
No, not just yet. We've still got other things coming as well, you know, that are very close to release. So we're looking forward to that as well. But I think just to reiterate is the fact that this Apex event is about testing. And we know that the expectations of the project against the community have somewhat been a little bit different. So this was really taking an opportunity to have your perspective on what you've encountered as a result of onboarding the Guardians, and then being able to communicate that to the community. There was, Jono's actually just asked me a question about the people that are seeing this double GUID. And do you have an answer to that at this point in time in regards to those? There's a small number.
Sorry, can you ask that again?
There's some people having issues. As double, I always say this wrong. Is it GUID or?
GUID. Yeah. I'm still looking into it. It's very odd. It's only a few. I did see one issue that I have put into our ticketing system, that when you change the URL or the IP or your domain on the Guardian, for example, it might not always work, and I have. We have found out why. We just need to fix it. Yeah.
People wouldn't be changing their IP that often, though, would they? Once they're established and they got.
No, but we had. I had one user reaching out to me because they have changed that, and it wasn't. It was written, but only written to one tabmaster and not to all tabmasters, and that's the issue why it's not updating on all of them. So if you connect to the right tabmaster at that point, that's great. But if it writes to a different tabmaster, if it connects to a different tabmaster, it still has the old address, and that's why we have that at the moment. So I did ask them to basically contact me so I can check if it's written in the right way. It doesn't happen often. We only had two cases out of 400 or what it is, so it's not, you know, it's not a common thing, but it did happen.
Yeah, okay. Well, then needs to be a point to the community is that the Apex event is a lot of unknown, and in that respect, we have flexibility in what our Apex timeline looks like. So, essentially, we are extending the timeline of the Apex event, and we realise that there's still a number of elements there from individual people, like. We're here to help the community, and we're here to test the network, so we're very flexible in what we will be doing over the next duration. As the network stabilises and as we start, we will announce when we're starting the snapshots. The idea is we want as many people online as we possibly can to give the network the best test that we can. This is the whole crux of the Apex event. So just to reassure people that if you are having issues with your online ability, you know, we do have a number of people that are in tickets. We encourage people to, if they have the Guardians specifically and have not established a connection, to please do so, because that would then, you know, increases the size and capacity of the network.
We will... We will. So even if you are as a collector, don't collect pages right now, you will be reimbursed. You know, we will give you tokens even though you haven't collected anything because you were part of the of the testing phase. So it's great. From a collector point of view, it's not just during this phase, it's not just all about collecting the pages, but being online. Just keep your collector online. Even if it doesn't collect anything, we are going to reimburse you on that.
Yeah, that's a good point to make, because we need the nodes to be online.
Yep.
You know, to qualify for the reward structure, and then again for the loot boxes, the requirement is to have, for the Apex event, we're looking at an 80% uptime across the snapshots. And we haven't yet started taking snapshots, but we will announce as soon as prior to taking the snapshots. So we're establishing this network for a long period of time. We're not looking to have this as only a one-month period. You know, people are onboarding their nodes, and this is going to be the rest of our time is running the nodes. So the reward structure and then the loot box qualification is really the determining factor for people with, you know, this Apex event. So we are flexible, and we have considerations for this. We actually just came out of a call where we were talking about this, and we will make more announcements and more technical announcements as we progress. So it gives people an understanding of where things are going to be today and then in the future.
Yeah. And also, I want to emphasize on the network size and so on. I mean, I know that there are, you know, projects out there who run 6,000 nodes within a week. But I think it's a different kind of node. It's a different kind of deployment. If we look into our deployment, and that's why we have a very low number of nodes. And still, it's something that has not been tried and not been done before. As I said, the solar deployment is the largest I have in terms of information I have seen, I have heard of, and I have asked a lot of people. So it's something that we needed to test. It's something that we have prepared for, and I'm really happy about how it actually went.
Yeah, that's the best thing for me to hear, is that you're happy with how it's gone, because that gives confidence for us to be able to speak to the community. And then, you know, we were able to base everything around. I'm just going through the questions here. Alex, I don't quite understand. Can we ask about the minimum and suggested specs, as I know a number of people have asked? Is that in regards to the Guardians?
Probably in regards to the Lector, maybe? I don't know.
Can you confirm that, Alex? What else have we got here? Thank you guys for keeping our hope alive. No, well, thank you guys for, you know, supporting the project. This isn't, you don't just rock off down to the hardware shop and pick up a decentralized web index. You know, it's a point that is really of value to emphasize frequently, because I madly respect what you're doing, Jörg, and I don't have full understanding of the back-end requirements for that.
I'm really proud of what we as a community have really achieved. I mean, if you would have seen the eyes from the experts I have talked to when we talked about the size, what we are doing, they were really speechless. They couldn't believe that's actually done, and done in this way, and it's actually working. I think even Apache Foundation itself might be surprised. And we are trying to get in touch with them as well. I have a very good contact who will give us some introduction into them, because it's, as I said, the largest deployment we know of that has ever been done on Apache Solar. And before you ask, Apache Solar is actually the best solution. So there is Elasticsearch would be another solution, but it's not really suitable for what we want to do with it. And on Apache Solar is the base version that we are capable of changing and updating in a way that it serves our purpose. So there are other applications that build on Apache Solar, But these applications are always for a very strict controlled environment. So yes, there are a lot of add-ons and admin panels and stuff like that for Apache Solr, which you can buy. But then it's always about you have a very controlled in your data center four nodes or maybe 10 nodes, and then you run that over. But something that we do where we don't know where the guardian is or where the node is. We don't know how is it hosted. We don't know anything about that. And then we keep it running, or we actually get it running, get it implemented, integrated, and even get data on it. That's something that hasn't been tried before. And it works. And we, yeah.
Yeah. You sound surprised, and I'm not. You know, partnerships, yeah, really we wanted to keep this in regards to the Apex, but there is we're constantly working in the background. You know, this team is hungry for more work, and there is a lot going on in the background. There is a number of partnerships that have been worked on that aren't obviously at the point of being able to release and speak on. MJ is more interested in data sales we've done to date. That also is something that we'll come across, you know, post-Apex when we start to explore data and search and dashboards. That'll be something for future conversation. So it was really just really about getting some technical understanding of where things are at this point in time with the Apex 2 event. If there are any questions, there is a chat. We welcome anybody to either come up on stage or, you know, if you don't want to speak, you can please put questions and we'll get to answering them. And thanks, Pac-Man. We do appreciate you, my friend. Pac-Man's blown you lots of flowers, so that's really good. Well, unless there's anything else that you have specifically that needs covering.
I think Ola, John, and Alex are still writing.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry, I just called for questions. I shouldn't shut them down before they go. Of course, how rude. What should the guardians be seeing as their storage fills up? They'll be able to see currently through the registration page that there is activity in the storage?
Could be, yes, I need to confirm that. I'm not entirely sure if it's, I need to check that.
Okay.
But, that's something I have on my list to check if it's really reflecting that, and if not, then we will enable it. But we are filling up the first guardians, yes. We have filled the first guardians and are continuously filling the next guardians as well.
We had the luxury of a call just before we came to the stage, and you mentioned the fact that you were staging this onboarding as a result. You spoke of the TapMaster 1 taking a 400% increase in normal operational time and causing complications. So you are like batching the Guardian onboarding essentially as a loading?
Oh yeah, we do, yes, at the moment we do it carefully because remember when we for example create a backup node from our existing nodes, we are transferring 1 terabyte of storage over to the other one, or, you know, roughly about 800 gigabytes or something like that. So when we do it for 4 nodes at the same time, it's about 4 terabytes that we need to transfer. So we can't do it with, I don't know, 30 nodes at once. I don't want to do it right now. It's not necessary. So we do it one by one or one batch by one batch, basically. So we have several data clusters. And we are adding guardians to this data to those data clusters, and then create the copies out of it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of explains then, you know, how the length of time required to have establishment. It's not just flick a switch. All the information shuffles itself into the right positions, and we just move on.
So Ola was asking if is it a possibility for other projects to run their own guardians and get information they really want? Yes and no. Yes, in general, it might not be their own guardians, but they can basically get a portion of the guardian capacity to create their own index. The reason behind it is, imagine you have, you are a business who does, you are someone like Miele. You have washing machines and ovens and stuff like that. So now you want to give someone, you want to create your own large language model. The best way how to do it is basically index everything you have that this large language model should know about. And that could be manuals, that could be videos, that could be anything, web, your website and everything. We index it for you. You have your own Miele index. And then you can derive out of this one, you can get your structured data set to train your own AI model. And if I go a little bit into the future, and you think about Synaptron, for example, you can basically train, we can train your model for you, if you like, and we can even run it on our Synaptron. And it will be completely integrated in either way, your own APIs that you can utilize on your own website. So you don't need to, you know, utilize our UI. You can basically utilize APIs. Or it will go into our own website, and you have your own little corner on timpi.com that allows you to provide this information to all your visitors, if you like. So I don't say, no, I don't want to say way more than that. It's coming.
Yeah, dead right. Alex confirmed he was meaning the specifications for both the Collector and the Guardian. We have minimum and recommended specs. With the new reward system, what is the benefit to having the recommended rather than the minimum?
Well, on the Collector side, it's probably faster with having the recommended one. On the Guardian, there is not really a huge benefit. I mean, the minimum. Do we have even a recommended on the Guardian side? That's a very good question. I don't think we have. Because I think the Guardian is quite strict. Come on, internet, do something. Ah, so the Guardian note. No, the Guardian has a recommended one. There's no minimum. The Guardian has one. Collector side, I just saw that's a copy and paste error on the Collector side that we need to update. So you don't need 1 terabyte of free space for the Collector, and you also don't need to have 24/7 online, and also know the static IP address. That was a copy and paste error that we need to remove.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, John has just made comment to that in our chat here. He's asked how to remove that. Alex is here, so perhaps you could better ask and have your question. Oh, he's dropped. Okay.
So is it...
he's back.
Alex.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear us?
I will.
Hey there, Alex.
Not yet. Run on Flux is at the moment. No, it is possible, but the Docker container we have is not updated yet. That's on my list of things to do, and I have that planned in when we finished the Apex challenges that we have right now. So when the network is behaving as we expect, then I will go to the Docker next. So the Docker container we have for Flux is not updated. It doesn't run the newest version of the Collector itself. But you can, of course, create your own Docker container and run it on Flux. That's no problem. So you can run it. You just can't use our Docker container right now because I have to update it.
Yeah. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very busy time right now with Apex 2 running and, increasing the capacity of our network by 40-fold.
Yeah.
40 times, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been an interesting journey to this point in time. It's fascinating to see. We don't have any statistics yet on numbers of pages collected.
No, not at the moment, as we just started getting the first collectors on with collecting pages, so there's no use at the moment.
Yep, okay. Well, we'll update people when that does come about, because everybody's excited to have that sort of information.
Hey, Pac-Man.
Seems like we can't hear our guests.
Yeah, it looks like. Why? Interesting.
Rollo wants to know, we also need to know if Jörg has a secret source.
No. And more leak, please. Yes. No, I'm not leaking more. No, I have to. I already said too much. Dear God, please go on.
Yeah, there is a lot coming. This is the most exciting, six months.
Yeah, it's so, I wouldn't say frustrating, but it's so mean that I basically know a lot more of what we are working on right now, and I can't talk about it. That's so, wow.
We don't need to expand the conversation just at this point in time either, because we are fully focused on yes. Guardian and collector onboarding, and that's
but
more than enough.
Yeah, but it's not that we stopped doing the other stuff as well, so there is a lot going on in parallel, even in development, that we haven't talked about, that we can't talk about right now, but that will come very soon. And as I said, a few small things, I dropped them a little bit, but there is a lot more that's in this direction. And it is, it is going as we talk. So it's very interesting. How about dashboards for the collector and guardian? I don't know about any dashboards.
Is that part of the secret sauce?
I have short-term amnesia. I have no idea.
I don't even know what I'm doing here. I saw Jono's question and I quietly ignored it just in the background. But we're not saying anything about anything, should we say?
No, we don't. We don't say anything about anything. Yeah. Well, I already said something.
I know. You've recently spoke about coordinators, which was the first conversation I heard in that last Twitter space. So, there are little pieces that are dropping out from time to time. So,
yeah, I mean, we have, yes, the network just not, does contain a lot of additional parts to it that has all of them have their own names, basically, because they have a certain role. I probably have never talked about the Datacom. Coordinator or operator. I think coordinator, I have talked about that more often. But besides the normal geocore, we have a lot of other nodes. So that doing a job, and there will be more coming, obviously. And then it's up to us to see, okay, which one of those can we, which one of those can we really separate enough to have maybe a community member run those, and there will be more as we do more tasks with what we're doing. So I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, it seems that our guests are unable to speak. I don't know if I can unmute. No, I can't. I can't do anything for you there, Pac-Man. Alex tried. So, Alex, maybe we'll have to pick that up with Jörg in a team call very, very soon. Sometimes this technology just doesn't function as we wish. Well, thank you, sir. I don't think that there's anything else for us to speak about at this point in time. Thank everybody for coming to listen. I have attempted to...
I have maybe one thing. So I'm not that often on Discord, and that's not because I'm ignoring you guys, but For the ones who have done work and development probably know that, but if you are if you are answering to a question on any socials, whether it's Telegram or it's Discord or anything like that, it takes you roughly about half an hour out of your normal work, what you normally do. So if I would respond to 4, 5, 6 messages per day, it's basically 2, 3, 4 hours gone. And the message itself might only take 30 seconds or a minute or anything like that. But getting ripped out of what you just did, doing that, and then getting back into it can sometimes really cost you a lot. And it's roughly about half an hour on average that you will lose when you get distracted on social. So that's why I'm trying not to be on Discord that much and not to be on Telegram, because of I get distracted. I'm not the guy who can ignore messages very well. So when I see I have a ping, I have a message, then I'm forced to just look at it. And that's why I'm in most cases have not even Discord on or Telegram enabled, because it will just distract me from doing what I need to do.
Plus, Matt and Gareth have given us instructions to leave you down in the dungeon for as long as we possibly can, because,
Yes. What is it? Is it summer? Is it winter? Is the sun shining? I don't know. I haven't seen the sunlight for...
It's nighttime, Jörg, all the time. We'll just keep sustenance coming down the tube. Yeah, Uber Eats, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little pipe where I get water and stuff, and then that's it.
That's right. Yeah, in and out. Thanks. I appreciate the fact that there's still people typing, and I realize that it's getting late for you here. So I appreciate it. I will be pestering you for more of these. I think this is of real value to the community to be able to update directly and also get the opportunity to dig a bit deeper into your knowledge base. So that's, that extends all of us, and you're the core of that. So this is of real value. I hope this recording has worked and that people will be able to listen in once we've finished. Milton, I would ask that you send me a DM, please, while I have you in the space.
The Apex does not prevent the rewards for stakers. So that's independent from each other. We should repeat that, or we should do it again, probably maybe, I don't know, every week, that we take, I don't know, half an hour, that we just, come together and I can update you on where we're at, what we do.
This is recorded, and there's 21 people in the audience, so we've all got that noted. So I'll definitely take that opportunity, and I'm sure people would appreciate it. Perhaps we can mix up the time of the day that we can do this, so we could target different audiences, but we'll have to talk about on the back end as to how we make that function. Yep.
So I think a weekly one, let's start off with a weekly one. I think that's a good idea. And then you guys, ask questions. It's, it's your opportunity. There's no stupid question, so you can ask whatever you want.
Yeah, that's right. You're welcome, Antonio. It's a pleasure to see everybody. I have the luxury of meeting and speaking with many of you over this last couple of months, and your support has been fantastic. Just reiterating that we really appreciate everybody. This isn't just, a flash in the pan. We're here for a very long time, but this gives a bit deeper understanding of the technical requirements for the project rather than just, our limited information that we are able to convey. So having you come to us and be able to speak is of incredible value.
And I will go into my firearmed of English. Dear God.
Resting state?
Resting, off work. What is off work? There's a nice word in German. You say firearmed, and then that's basically you are off work.
Knock off. Knock off.
I'm off work now. For the ones who... Is there anyone who understands German in this group right now? I don't know.
I'm sure there is.
A little. Okay. Well, I wish you all the best. And, Kyle, if you can maybe, schedule the next one, that would be really cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll talk about that, because I'm sure there'll be more things come and present as we get closer, and then you and I know what is coming, and this may be an opportunity to be able to speak on that, you know, around the time that we make announcements for that as well.
Yeah, hang on, Österreich. Ja, Österreich zählt zu Deutsch. Das passt schon. Santino. Yep. Danke, Santino. Okay. Thank you, guys, and have a great rest of your day or night.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Georg.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.